the spring of 2017, I traveled to Charlottesville, Virginia, fell in love with the quaint town, its village of shops, and I met a jewelry store owner by the name of Lynn. She was welcoming and warm. We became friends. Ironically, her store is just 50 yards away from the deadly terrorism act that happened over the weekend.
When the KKK rally happened, the first one back in July, we kept our store open. We said, we're not going to change our lives for these horrible people. And it was fine. There was no event, fortunately. But this time, it was very different. But we said, we need to be here and make sure that our property is okay. But almost instantly, we realized this was very different. We gave sanctuary to some of the police force to allow them to use the restroom and have a break, and they left their gear with us, and we are very grateful, actually, to the law enforcement. There's been a lot of criticism, but I will tell you that they protected the majority of that area, and it would have been a whole lot worse had they not been there and doing what they did. And they were all very afraid themselves. You could see it in their eyes.
Most of that Charlottesville area that was affected is reopened, except for the crime scene area that is now also made into a memorial. But Lynn says in the midst of the hate, there has been an outpouring of love that is welcomed.
I will say this, that the outpouring and the fact that the entire world has paid attention to this, and that it means so much, has been really inspiring and very empowering. And the city, everybody is feeling stronger because of it. I was interviewed by Brazil television, by Sweden television. It's been phenomenal. And friends from literally all over the world have called and asked how we are, and have posted the demonstration, the memorials, and calling out these Nazis and identifying them. All of that is, I think, very, very good, and I'm very encouraged.
The citizens of Charlottesville are looking to the future and hoping for the best, but are still uncertain about what can happen next. April Ryan, AURN News.